If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket. Nick Sainert, Jake Sorensen, filling in for Jake Sorensen. Oh boy, struggled there for a second. Steve Sippel.
Sean is not on.
Steve Sippel and Bill Bush alongside.
Sean Callahan is not on today. Easy. Is that correct, Steve?
Yes, he's not.
Will this affect your day?
Yes. I'm going to have to.
Your face. There's you have no idea how this is going to affect my day.
It completely changed your entire mood.
We got to get you back a little bit. You've had an unbelievable show.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden that hit you like a pie in the face.
There's going to have to be some diplomacy. I'm going to have to.
The best part was he texted you and said, no interview today. And you're like, oh, do we have an interview? Yes, on your show.
Didn't even register.
This is May.
The best part was
the only comeback I...
The best part was Sip just blurts out in the middle of an NBA conversation.
Yes.
We forgot Sean.
Yeah, right in the middle of it.
Right in the middle of the conversation.
I think Bill would attest to this. We pride ourselves on being very, very open.
You can be open. That's fine. I think it's important.
You know what was really great? Having Petrinka check in. I told you she's always funny. Yes, they went bankrupt 10 years ago. They're not going places. And you know when she typed it, she laughed. You know she LOL'd herself.
Before we get
no
to our
in the
before we get to our next topic, are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Fintech
at Currency, a Sandhills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. They have a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. You can visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more. Once again, visit gocurrency.com/careers. All right, guys. Last night, Nebraska baseball hosted the Creighton Blue Jays in what was Ed Service, the manager for the Creighton Blue Jays, his final time coaching against Nebraska. He's kind of been on this one last tour of everything this season. They announced it in the offseason last year that he would retire at the end of the 2025 campaign. And they actually, Creighton that is, hired a head coach in waiting that people are forgetting about. They hired Mark Kingston, who was most recently 2 seasons ago the head coach at the University of South Carolina. Mark Kingston has been on the bench. He's been in the dugouts. He's been around the team the entire season this year, and he will take over as soon as Creighton, who is in a really good spot to win the Big East.
32-13.
Creighton is, as soon as this season is over, Mark Kingston will officially be the head coach. But, Sip, you pointed out to us that Ed Service, incredible record against Nebraska the last 16 games.
Well, in the last 16 games, Creighton's 13-3 against Nebraska. Ed Service has coached Creighton to 6 straight wins at Haymarket.
At Haymarket. Okay.
Ed Service, now, Bill, he's in his 22nd season at Creighton. Now, I covered baseball years ago. I don't cover it as much now. And I didn't know this. I'm interested in something. If Swim knows this, I wouldn't expect you to know this. You've been out of the state for much of the last 22 years. I wonder if Swim knows this. And I didn't know it till last night. Then I became mesmerized by it. What is Service known for as a coach?
there's a lot of different angles we can
go
with
this.
No,
there's not.
Go ahead. Well, I'm saying in what capacity are we talking about?
Well, in terms of style of play, strength of his teams. What is it typically?
It's not usually pitching.
One answer's way above the rest.
Go ahead.
He's a defensive coach.
Yes.
Emphasizes team defense.
Yes.
His teams have consistently been among the nation's best in fielding percentage. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, in his first season, which was 2004, Creighton led the country in fielding percentage. And they've been a top 10 fielding team.
Wow.
12 times.
Yeah, but it's worked out. It's worked out well. And the reason I said it's
I
not.
I love that, by the way.
The
defensive part of baseball is not easy.
Now, sometimes it's like, hey, the guy's got a good bat. Let's get him. Can he play in the field at all? Nah, it's all right. It's all right. No, those haunt you. Those airs haunt you.
I like a coach that has a very defined. I'm more drawn to coaches that have a very defined strength. And he can say, yeah, my teams were a great defensive team.
That's right. And the reason that I brought up the pitching when you said that is I said it's not the pitching is because what Creighton is known for are these Johnny Holstaff type of approaches.
Right.
They don't have a dominant arm. They rarely do. And so even whether they're playing Nebraska or whether they're playing a Big East series, you have to rely on pitching to contact and allowing your defense to work. And it doesn't work well. The greatest example, I mean, to bring it to Nebraska specifically, is I was talking to Austin about this. There's not one thing that Nebraska baseball right now does incredibly well. There's not.
That's what I'm getting at.
And that's where they're running into issues is because their offense is not consistent enough to put up enough runs when their pitching staff allows so many. The pitching staff isn't good enough to hold a team to fewer than three runs a ball game, and the offense isn't good enough consistently to score five or more runs a game. They did last night, but it came on late. It came on in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings.
They lost
8-7. But the pitching staff has not been consistent enough, and their offense has been such a up and down roller coaster of a year where there's been inconsistencies in lineups. There's been guys that haven't been able to step up to where Nebraska's really struggling, and they're now 24-25 on the year with two very crucial Big Ten series remaining.
Back to service real quick. Mm. Here's a line for you. Since the service era began, Creighton has committed the fewest errors in the nation.
Okay.
Yeah.
That gets your attention.
Gets your attention. The fewest in the
nation.
Yeah.
And what I was getting at, Bill, is I like when a coach can say, this is what I hang my hat on. If I was an AD, I'd probably ask the coach, what is it what do you hang your hat on? Service
and we want to play great defense. We want to score a lot of runs. We want to pitch really well.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we run the bases.
You're not going to do all that well, what's one thing you're always going to...
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Now at Menards, save big on everything for your landscaping project. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Plus, get fast free estimates when you use our landscape design program available in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. Also, check out the great deals from our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Be good at service can say defense. We committed the fewest errors in the nation in the last 20 years.
So the combination and expectation would be when he's recruiting, you better be able to play defense.
Yeah.
And if you don't show that skill set, you're not part of their plan. Next, I'm sure that their drill work is probably exceptional. Everyone does it. They probably do it better. And also the expectation. You know. You muff a ball or something or do something like that, the whole team's
not acceptable.
It's not acceptable. It's like that. This is what we do. Mm-hmm. We don't hit 9 home runs a game. This is what we do. We play defense. Yeah. So
it's worked out. Now people are going to say, quit talking about Creighton.
Yeah.
Are we getting that?
No.
I'm not going to quit talking about Creighton. They're owning Nebraska. I think we need to talk about that kind of stuff here. Not act like it's not happening.
It's unfortunate because to talk Nebraska and put this conversation with the Nebraska lens on it, what we just talked about with Ed Service and what he's done at Creighton. Ed Service, by the way, his record in his coaching career at Creighton is 679-405. That's an incredible mark for baseball, especially at the Big East, in the Big East Conference. Which
where did he
is
come from? Is he from the state? Where did he come from? Maybe I mean, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked that question.
No, you're
but
fine. I got it.
I'd like to know where.
His bio right here.
Where did he come from?
So my God,
do you have any tie to the state of Nebraska, or just apply for the Creighton job 22 years ago and got it? Had to be a pretty major assistant somebody.
So he was a Creighton assistant, if I remember correctly, from like 98 to 03. Before that, he was at Iowa State.
Okay.
Okay.
So I know he was an assistant at Iowa State, I think.
Here it is. Before coming to Creighton, to answer Bill's question, Service spent 2 years as an assistant at, Iowa State.
There it is.
There it is.
So, yeah, it was Iowa State assistant, Creighton assistant, and then Creighton head coach since 2004. But, I mean, we're talking about almost 700 wins at Creighton.
Just so you know, an assistant coach at Iowa State, and probably assistant coach at Creighton back at that time, that's not great pay.
No,
it's not. It's not like going, oh yeah, we're rolling. No. That was
$40,000.
I don't know what a number is, but I'm just telling you, it's not great. It's not.
Well, and don't forget. So a big reason why he probably went to Creighton was because the Iowa State baseball team got canceled in 2001.
They did. I remember it vividly.
It was started in like 1890 something, and then they got discontinued in 2001.
I went there and covered a game. They played in a field that was, I don't even, it was just
you went there
a few bleachers. Nebraska had a huge game at Iowa State. It was huge for Nebraska. And yeah, we went to Ames to cover baseball, and it was like a Legion field. Then I think that was the last year they played.
Yeah.
Just remember what Buck Belcher was like.
Well, Buck Belcher was like Chavez Ravine.
I think
anytime
that's...
you have a field that's got infield astroturf and outfield grass, that's incredible. I mean, it was. I mean, I want you to take a step back here. He played Buck Belcher Field had turf, old school turf, infield, grass, outfield. I don't even know how to explain that.
It was super funny.
It was like,
and then you'd have like, I mean, great players playing there sometimes. Yeah. Who was the third baseman for the Oklahoma State Cowboys?
Oklahoma State's been a factory.
Yeah. Played for the White Sox. Somebody's going to text in. Bill would know the name even. But anyway.
Yeah.
No, they brought great teams into there to play at Buck Meltzer.
It's unfortunate because I think you mentioned it, right? Creighton's identity. That's where Nebraska, you're sitting there. Oh,
Ventura.
Robin, it started with a Y.
No, I think it was Robin Ventura.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's Robin Ventura.
I apologize. Yep, you're right.
By the way, people could text and say Darren Erstad played there.
Yeah.
What overall pick was Erstad? One or two?
One.
Erstad played at Buck. Well, I remember it vividly watching him at Buck. Vividly. Yeah, he played.
Are you sure on that?
100%.
I don't think that's
no,
correct.
No, 100%.
When did they start? When did Haymarket open up?
2002, I want to say.
If he played just 1 year then.
Yeah, maybe 1 year.
Are you sure on that?
I am 100%.
Haymarket Park opened on June 1st, 2001.
Just look up when Erstad played. No, I remember him running the bases there vividly.
No,
we're looking this up real quick.
I don't think
100.
That
100.
If it is, it's a year.
A year.
I don't think that happened.
Darren Erstad.
Oh, time out. No. You're right. What am I saying? No. I locked.
Yes.
No. I'm the idiot here. I locked in to Alex Gordon.
Alex Gordon.
Oh. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I'm the idiot.
No, Alex did.
100% he played there. Yes, 100%.
I watched him play there. I remember standing by the fence.
I just went crazy. Right. I'm going like, Alex Gordon played like in 2000. I saw him play.
In 2005.
I watched him play over there. So I was losing my mind. Yes, you're correct. Right. What an idiot by me.
That's all right.
But think about this. Your starting quarterback, which people don't talk about enough, except for me and Sip, Turner Gill was ridiculous as a quarterback. Then he's a starting shortstop. Matt, can you imagine? Can you imagine that what that would be like to be the starting shortstop, and then also be the starting quarterback?
Free cast.
They tried to do that with Sip. You might remember this name, Kyrie Cooper.
I do.
Remember Kyrie Cooper?
Work out.
It did not work out.
Well, he played. He actually had a pretty good baseball.
Yeah,
season.
I'm saying in terms of in comparison to you know
football. I've told Bill the story of Ted Gilmore, the receivers coach.
Yep.
Who one spring practice, you know, we're doing the circle around the coach asking about the receiver group, and it got to Kyrie Cooper. He said, I don't know how he's doing. He's not here. He's over there. He's playing baseball. Yep. So I have no idea.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, we got it. We won't ask that.
Anymore.
He's like, I have no idea how he's doing. Cause he's over there playing baseball.
That's a great answer.
Right.
I just can't believe I had that brain lock.
You're fine.
Like that.
That's fine.
I'm already to argue with Sipple over Erstead.
It's starting to get uncomfortable.
It was. It was 100% he played there his whole time because, that's buffoonery.
That's right.
I apologize. It was just the name. I got locked on to Alex Gordon,
yeah.
That's all I was thinking about was Lincoln Southeast and the whole when he played there and he.
Yeah, Gordon didn't play at A-Mart.
Not.
We close out the show. We close out the show next on a Wednesday.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NIPCO on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.